This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We do have a little bit of, I don't know if this is breaking news, but it's a big report out there. Jordan Schultz just tweeting out free agent tackle Jed Wills, who dealt with lingering knee issue last season, is planning to sit out most, possibly all, of the upcoming season to fully recover and get back to 100%. Wills, the former top 10 pick, has drawn interest from multiple teams and is still just 26, but believes taking this time off is the best move for a full-term future of his career, which is good because Jed is usually only used to taking plays, series, and games off.
I mean, is this okay? There's two things here. One, it could be there is actually no interest. Jordan Schultz is just lying right there, and he's very well aware of it. And so he's like, all right, we'll just hang out for a season, and then hopefully things get better. Or the second one, that he really is just, he understands he's got one chance left.
And so the M&M of it.
Well, and so
the 8 Mile of it.
Basically, yeah, he's turning this into 8 Mile. He's got one opportunity, one chance.
Gotta get a hoodie.
Where's B-Rabbit when you need him? Am I right?
True. Been saying it.
And so if he sits out this season and then let's say goes to like the Patriots or somewhere next year and actually looks good, then maybe he revives his career.
I think it's probably a little bit of the latter. I would be surprised if he has a lot of interest. And I just think it's really interesting that nobody in NFL history has taken longer to heal from knee injuries than Jed Wills. Remember, DeJuan Jones was back on the field and healthier last year, despite suffering the knee injury the previous season. I want to say it was like 4 weeks later, and they were different injuries. DeJuan's was supposed to take longer to recover, and then Jed's was supposed to be like, he'll be back by, I think it was OTAs, no problem. And then that didn't happen. And then he quit during the season, which is fair because he did that quite a bit. He quit on plays. He quit on this, that. But then, this was another injury that when it happened, what did he play last year? Did he play 8 full games? No, he played 5 games.
Oh, is that it? Was only 5 games?
It's 5 games.
I'm trying to look up how much money he's made in his career. Like, has he made enough money? Because remember that last year that he did just play, that was added on. He's made $34 million.
I was going to go $30
million. I'm going to make people really mad because him making $34 million, you know how much Nick Chubb has made in his career, right?
Isn't it like 39?
It's like $37 million. Oh. Yeah, it's somewhere in that same territory. So think about how like all the great things Nick Chubb has done and accomplished and has done, and Jed Wills has made just as much. So $34 million, I think we're, based off the work ethic and everything we've known about Jed Wills the entire time he was here in Cleveland, safe to assume Jed Wills just checks out.
So that's the latest, the actual latest report pertaining to the Cleveland Browns. But this one is hit pretty hard here. Zach Jackson was on the Zach Gelb show on Friday, which airs just after our show, or right around the end of our show, on the Infinity Sports Network. And from a absolute Browns bust to maybe a future Browns bust, here's Zach on the Zach Gelb show talking about Dylan Gabriel.
But I mean, Dylan Gabriel does not look like an NFL quarterback to me, like 0%. So I don't know what's going to happen.
So why do they love Gabriel so much?
Well, they fell in love with the intangibles, right? But they have an analytic charting project that they have followed in the past, and they lucked. And so they were more than willing to admit, like, yes, you saw us in Mississippi at Jackson Dart's thing. Yes, we've done the thing. But they kind of snuck in a trip to Oregon on their way to the highly publicized pro day at Colorado. And Gabriel was, you know, fairly impressive at the Senior Bowl. Andrew Berry and Stefanski were there on the sideline watching every throw. He just flew under the radar. And then I just don't think any other team was taking him in the top 100 or probably the top 150. If I'm wrong and the Cleveland Browns have their quarterback, that'd be great. One of these years, I would love to cover a normal franchise and a rookie quarterback that sticks around for more than 6 to 18 months. But if it's Dylan Gabriel, I will be beyond shocked.
I second a lot of what Zach has said. And listen, it's not uncommon that NFL teams like a player drastically more than other teams do. That happens sometimes. And by the way, even when that happens, it's not uncommon that that player ends up surprising the rest of the NFL. So you can't write off Dylan Gabriel because they drafted him and they like him. And the NFL, if they really like you, that goes a long way. But when Zach says that line of he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, I don't think that's just to the fact that he is lucky if he's 5'10" with Dylan Gabriel.
I think Stefanski, I mean, listen, I don't know whether or not he knew he was an NFL quarterback or not when they drafted him, but I part of me wonders if Stefanski was very well aware of who Dylan Gabriel was in college and just has a different outlook moving forward with him. What I mean is I think he thinks that he can coach him to be to a spot that is much better than maybe what a lot of people, at least us, see that he can be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Stefanski would be banking on fit of the system, right?
Right.
And, like, there are guys who they just get into a specific system. And, like, I'll be honest with you. I think Kirk Cousins, though it took a couple years, Kirk Cousins in the NFL has been a much better quarterback than he was at Michigan State.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we see, not even outside of that, I'm talking more like the idea that Shanahan just loves his own system and what he's created. And then look at the quarterbacks that have come through there. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? Yeah, we can make him successful. Is it Brock Purdy? Yeah, we can make him successful. Like, they almost think that they can, as long as the quarterback they take carries the traits that they love, it doesn't matter what round they're drafted, what they did in college, they believe that they can get him to that spot.
So we've got a lot to get into with this idea about Dylan Gabriel and where he is. If we just look at it from the Dylan Gabriel perspective, you can see how unintentionally then taking Shedeur Sanders two rounds later might have been the worst thing for Dylan's stock in Cleveland, because every time you go to have the Dylan conversation, it goes back to, I think I want to see Shedeur Sanders more.
Oh, no question. And Dylan's got to understand that. Although, I mean, so the other side of that, though, is that he should just be happy he was taken in the third round.
Just like, grateful for life.
Yeah. There's a part of Dylan Gabriel that I go back to this all the time, is that, like, he was projected sixth or seventh round. There's a real chance that Dylan Gabriel is an undrafted free agent and is just one of those guys that is cut by the time training camp is done. If in another world, if the Browns didn't exist, that's his lot in life. So I have a hard time feeling as if Dylan Gabriel's like, man, did I really lose out of my opportunity.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Greg Swartz, NBA writer for the Bleacher Report, coming up at 3. The Swartz will be with us at 3. We've got Tyler Dunn, host of the Go Long podcast and founder of the Go Long Substack at 4:20. He's got strong takes on the Browns quarterback situation compared to the Steelers quarterback situation and the future of Mike Tomlin in Yinstown. Fact or fiction, with some Browns audio coming up at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel the forgotten man in the Browns quarterback battle? We'll answer that question in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I feel like I have to do the thing where I say nice things about somebody before I say inevitably what I think is the stone cold truth about them.
Okay. Are we going Zach Gelb or are we going Zach Jackson here?
Oh, no, the Zachs are good.
Oh, this is about Dylan Gabriel.
And that was on Zach Gelb, on the Zach Gelb show with Zach Jackson, of course, of The Athletic and the Zach Jackson and Friends podcast.
The Zachs, don't tempt them with a good podcast.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, two Zachs, one show. Yeah. I'm riffing off your joke from a week ago.
That's fine.
All right. I think Dylan Gabriel's a legit good dude. I think he's a really good quarterback in the college game. And I think he's a tremendous success story of where he started at USC and then taking over two Power Four programs in Oklahoma and Oregon and having the success he's had. I never, ever, 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 ever watched him and thought, this is a pro quarterback. The second the Browns made him the 92nd pick in the draft, which a top 100 pick means the expectation is your ass is going to start in the NFL. The second they did that, they put an X on his back that need not be there. If he ends up being a starting quarterback, it'll be a miracle. Could he be an 8-year, 10-year backup in the NFL because he's of everything that I said previously, good guy, intangibles? Yes, he also fits a lot of the West Coast system. But I just continue to come back to, if Dylan had been the fifth rounder and Shador had been the third rounder, I wouldn't have a problem with that draft. But the fact you took him with the late third round pick, and if the best case scenario is he becomes a backup, you wasted that pick.
I wonder if you felt good about that one. I do wonder, though, if you reversed it, if Shador had been taken in the third round and Dylan had been taken in the fifth round, like you talked about, would we still be having the conversations about, well, what happens with the two, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, heading into training camp?
Run that by me again.
So, like, right now, I think the consensus is, whether it's training camp or whether it's right up to the beginning part of the season, it'll either be Flacco or Pickett. One of them gets to stay on the team, and it'll be the two other rookies beside that. If you flipped the spots where, let's say, Gabriel was taken where he was supposed to be taken, somewhere in the sixth or seventh round, or even be generous and give him the fifth round, and then Shador was taken in the third round, is Dylan, in fact, the odd man out?
He's the odd man out now. I'm gonna spin it one further.
He's worth the same in that scenario. He's worth the same fifth round pick that Kenny Pickett currently is too.
So in that scenario, I think Shador would be the front runner for the starting job if he had been the 92nd pick. I'm not saying from their eyes. I'm saying for the fans' eyes and for everybody else's eyes. I think Shador would have been the front runner to be the starter.
Oh, so even over Flacco, over Pickett, the whole everything.
Yes, to me it would have been Flacco versus Shador, which in the end is what I think it might be.
It's amazing and stupid how we let the rounds, and by the way, Stefanski reiterated as often as he could that that's not going to matter, and we'll find out later if we think that's real or not, but it's amazing how we let that wrap ourselves into whether or not we think someone should start right away or not. So, like, if he was taken instead of Schlesinger at, 33?
Yeah.
If he was taken there instead, there wouldn't be a soul out there that's like, hey, no, he should wait. He should wait for the first 5-6 games. Let Flacco get the start and ease into the season. No one would speak that way.
This is where I think Kevin gets a little impish. Kevin loves to add to make definitive statements in like one way, which is, you know, when you come in here, where you got drafted no longer matters. Which I do think is true. I think the Browns, in terms of whether you're going to play big minutes or not, I still think it matters whether you make the roster or not because of Andrew Berry's proclivity for his own draft picks. But here's the thing that Kevin, it's like if Kevin's stopping the conversation or stopping the sentence at the wrong point, because I think if he continued to go on, if we're all being truthful, how those coaches feel about you, and it's not just a Browns thing, it's in the NFL, it might not matter where you were drafted, but how much they like you and how invested they are in you personally absolutely matters more than even draft position.
Okay, yeah, but I'm going to wonder if we're going to start seeing Stefanski's commentary on Dylan Gabriel maybe take a little bit of a backseat.
I don't know. I really think he...
I wonder.
I really think he loves Dylan.
If he looks like Zach was just talking about it, I wonder if he starts to retreat. Maybe I spoke a little bit too high.
I really think Kevin likes Dylan. For them to take him at 92...
But does he like Dylan for what Dylan is right now, or does he like Dylan for what he thinks he can turn Dylan into? Because I think there's a difference there, and I'm convinced that he likes Dylan for what he thinks he can turn him into.
I mean, I think the point with Dylan is what can you turn him into? He's like 7-year NFL or college quarterback.
But I think that's the audacity of Stefanski attached with all of this is that he thinks that he can turn him into something the same way Shanahan is able to turn all these kind of just less than quarterbacks into quarterbacks of merit.
I mean, let's just be cards on the table here.
Yeah,
the Browns will tell anyone who's listening. You don't really even have to listen that hard. They like Shador, but he's got a lot of work to clean up, right? They're not saying that same thing about Dylan. They know that he is the more pro-ready quarterback, which means it's much more damning. If he can't beat out Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, than if Shador can't. Like the whole thing about Dylan is he's not a project. He is finished. He is probably at his ceiling Everyone can get a little bit better. I shouldn't say that, but like, he's as NFL ready as you get given the experience in college. That's what makes this so wild, because from a Browns fan perspective, if I like, maybe Kenny Pickett would be maybe because we know Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh, but Dylan Gabriel is exciting. No one out there other than he's on the roster and you took him with a third round pick.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't think he's exciting anybody except for maybe Kevin Stefanski up until this point.
So I think from the fan perspective, Dylan is the forgotten man. No one's chanting, Gabriel guys, Gabriel guys.
Is that what we're going with, the Gabriel guys?
I think so, maybe. Now, that's different than a guy's guy. But maybe not too different.
Maybe not too different.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on your definition of guy's guy.
Yeah, naturally.
But I do think he's a forgotten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, for the Browns quarterback battle. And I think that, though, I just continue to get back to how excited Kevin was when they announced the Dylan Gabriel pick. I've never seen him that jubilant about anyone, and it's the most mid-quarterback he really is. Like, Dylan Gabriel, to me, is the personification of college good, pro, not even close to what
they need. What's sad about it is that he should be the forgotten man, and I don't think that same way about Shador in the slightest bit. And obviously, Shador is not the forgotten man, but like if you take all everything into the equation, I think to myself, I'm like, Shador's got a real chance, Flacco's got a real chance, Pickett's got a real chance, and when it comes to Dylan, it's just kind of like he's there. And I'm not going to go to bat for him either.
Maybe we should expound on that. The reason why I would agree with you there is because of the physical traits, which, by the way, are what you're supposed to get drafted off of 90% of the time. The 10% is if you piss people off in the process, or maybe you have off-the-field issues, or this, that, and the other. But like when I say Dylan Gabriel, to me, and when Zach says he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, We're talking about arm strength. We're talking about mobility.
But doesn't this kind of speak more to the idea that they just kind of let Shedeur Sanders go to the fifth round and bypass them in the third round because they saw something in Dylan that everybody else just doesn't?
Or they just really didn't want to take Shedeur because of whatever they saw in the pre-draft process. Like his skills, right? The abilities that he does, and toughness is one of them. Accuracy is one that people have touted of him. You've mm-hmm. touted that as well.
Yeah.
That wasn't worth whatever they saw in the pre-draft process in Dylan, who, and again, I think Kevin likes.
Wait, but it makes it so dumb because eventually it was good enough.
Yes. Yeah, well, like, okay.
Eventually
but isn't that the
was.
NFL draft?
No, well,
I'm not willing to take you with the number two pick, but I'll take you the 33rd pick. I'm not willing to take you 33rd, but I'll take you 92nd.
In a way it is, but I also think it's stupid if you're able to push all those things to the back and say, okay, I can live with this. And maybe Dylan is the part of the reason that freed him up to take him. Maybe that's another way of looking at it as well. Like, because we have a quarterback, and maybe in their eyes when they took Shedeur Sanders, they could have said, if it doesn't work out 3 weeks later, we can just cut a quarterback, where you can't do that if you take him in the third round.
216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel the forgotten man in the Browns quarterback battle? Ed on the road. Welcome to the show, Ed on the road.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. What you got for us?
Hey, I got something that, like, kind of crazy positive. I'm trying to be super positive for the Browns. Let's put Joe Flacco on the shelf. What if two of these three young guys come out to be very, very good quarterbacks? You know, the good starter, our dream starter, and a good backup. And the third one looks fairly decent. Then we go into the season with maybe trading Flacco, maybe trading the third guy out, and maybe putting Deshaun Watson, not in games, but practice to showcase him. And maybe we get a couple between those three. We get a couple decent draft picks. And we go to the next draft with two number ones, not needing a quarterback, plus picking up a couple extras. Would that not be like the movie Draft Day Nice?
All right, Ed. You gave us a lot to chew on here.
Did he, though?
One, the Deshaun one, I think, was the one that just will never happen. You don't put a player in practice to showcase him. You'd put him in the games. And if the Browns put Deshaun, let's say they're 0-12. And Deshaun's ready to come off
the
IL. You're
0-12 and everyone else has been injured.
And you put Deshaun back out on the field. There's two outcomes. One, Deshaun goes 5-0 and showcases himself for somebody else, which would probably take you out having the number one pick, which would make Browns fans hate him even more. Or two,
you thought there was no way to hate that man more.
You go 0-5 and everybody's mad at you because you played Deshaun Watson again. I think if the Browns were being 100% honest, Joe Flacco being the odd man out on this quarterback battle would be the one they would choose if they could get something of substance for him on the trade market.
Yeah, because Joe Flacco's got no chance of being your quarterback after this season. That's the whole point with Joe Flacco. That's why I get so angry about the Joe Flacco conversation. Yes, he might look the best. Okay, fine. He does nothing in the way of helping or supporting you in the following years to come. Like, even if Kenny Pickett, even let's just say, looks average, I understand at the end of the season, then you'd have to pay him, so it opens up a new can of worms, but at least you got to find out what you could do with Kenny Pickett. With Joe Flacco, you're not answering any questions, but the two rookies, you get to really find out.
I mean, the two things that Joe Flacco accomplishes are he makes your fan base happy, and they're not right now.
But they're not going to be happy anyway when it's a three-win season at the end of it.
But real quick, the second one, but if they win 10 games with Joe again, they'd be happy.
You think that's a realistic possibility?
I don't know.
You don't think that?
Well, okay, but my point is, they think that.
So you think, hold on, so we're treating like Joe Flacco. Remember like a year ago we had a convo where it was like, you play Nick Chubb because it makes the fans happy and it'll just be happy to see the 24 out there and that'll get people excited. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll buy into that. Joe Flacco played 5 games for the Browns 2 years ago.
Yep.
Like him playing 17 can't possibly bring that much joy and entertainment for people.
If he wins. And if
Kenny Pickett won 10 games, they'd also be happy too.
Well, but I think my point is, like, I think Joe, if any quarterback here of veterans is going to lead you to a 10-win season, I think it's Joe Flacco. I think Kenny Pickett's going to lead you to, at best, 5 or 6 wins. And that's if they play the full season. And I don't expect either guy to. I think my point is, though, if he wins you, if he gets you a winning record and or a playoff trip, that is that's more than just fan service. That being said, I think he's here mostly for fan service.
I think he's here mostly for fan service too. It accomplishes nothing.
No, winning does accomplish something.
Winning does, yes, but we can put the winning thing attached to any one of these quarterbacks.
I think that's where I think where I stop short and where you and I part in terms of what we agree on.
Where
is,
are we the Red Sea here?
I've not completely
ruled out a 10-win season and a playoff trip with Joe Flacco.
That they could win more games than we expect.
This guy, a month ago, you said they're a competitive 3-win team.
And I still think they are.
And now Joe Flacco is the difference?
If Joe starts 17 games, they're not going 3-14. Because if they're on trajectory for a 3-win season, he gets benched far before 17 games. Fair?
Fair.
I just want to make sure that this doesn't open tomorrow's morning show because Ken can't wrap his head around the take. I'm just trying to make sure we're all simpatico here.
Is that what happens? He can't wrap his head around the table.
Yeah, you hear like a promo, and he's like, me no know what he means.
He didn't turn into Gronk.
I heard it.
Me no understand.
I almost went Trump. It's a little. 216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel the forgotten man in the Browns quarterback plan? Quick hits leading off. With a Joel Bitonio must-hear clip in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Browns guard Joel Bitonio, here's some audio that I think we're going to want to listen to. He shared a formula today on what makes a good O-line coach.
You know, the O-line coach needs to be a for like return. You need that, like, you need that, you know, and it kind of rubs off on the guys. And he's been great. I think he's developing the young guys, trying to get them work. And he's like, oh, you could play for 4 more years. And I was like, all right, we're talking a little crazy now, but so far, so good.
Grade the take that O-line coaches need to be bleeps.
So this is just a shot at last year's O-line coach, right?
I think a lot of people heard that.
That's all this is.
So is Andy Dickerson too nice?
Well, he did have the Bob Ross hair that I continue to go back to and always will anytime he ever gets mentioned because it's a ridiculous thing as an adult to have. But you don't have that and be an awful human. You don't copy Bob Ross and be a bad person.
So that's just weird.
Didn't something happen with him and Mac in Indy or something? Wasn't he like a... Didn't something happen, or did you just see him crossing the street and said hi?
No, we Spencer and I ran into him at one of the bars out there.
And was he a gentleman? Was he nice?
Yeah, he was fine. That's it was
the problem.
Just kind of bumping into him and just kind of moving along.
He was fine.
Ooh, maybe he was the jerk that we thought that Joe Bitonio needed.
When Mac says somebody's fine, that means
maybe he was the jerk that we needed the whole time.
Yeah, or maybe he's just the jerk to media nerds on the street.
I mean, I guess you can also be a jerk and, you know, bad at your job too. That does exist.
I was gonna say I knew an offensive line coach in high school that was just a jerk and didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, I feel like that could be a thing.
And he's why I quit football. So, there's that.
Omaha!
You can share his name if you want.
Yeah, bleep Coach Williams.
Yeah, you suck,
Real
Coach Williams.
Real ones know out there.
You suck, Coach Williams.
He was built like an Oompa Loompa and couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag. I'm not mad
about
it, though.
No.
21 years later.
No, it just kind of happens. You just ruined your chance to get into the pros, though. That's all I saw.
Those dreams had to die sometime.
Who knows? Odell Beckham Jr. on CBS Sports revealed that he never, ever wanted to leave the New York Giants.
The New York Giants. Like, I never, ever wanted to leave the New York Giants. The reason you heard me talking about what was going on is because I was pissed because where I come from in college, if we lost one game, our season was over. This was an organization I got drafted to. They believed in me. So if the Giants went and won a Super Bowl, I would be happy. But deep down inside,
you're like,
I wanted to be the one.
You wanted the one to bring one.
No question. So it's definitely, you'll always hold that. But then, you know, if someone like me, I went to the LA Rams, won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But like, you just want that.
He just bypasses his whole trip to Cleveland first. He's like, I went to the Rams. I won a Super Bowl. Everything's great.
All right. This might be a hot take. If I could go back in history and undo one move in the last 10 years, it might be trading for that guy. I think he's just full of crap. And I'm sorry. I think he's full of crap in half the things he says, at the very least. And he was the most overrated player in NFL history. Still is. If he ends up in the Hall of Fame, it'll be a travesty.
He's not going to end up on the Hall of Famer.
I can't discount it because people still talk about him like he was something.
His first three years in the league were probably the finest 3 years of receivers ever had to open up their career in the NFL. And then it just went downhill every single season after that.
Just vexes me. Omaha! The Royals calling up number one prospect Jack Caglione from AAA. He was the number six pick in last year's draft. Spent 2 weeks at AAA, slashed 322, 15 home runs in 38 games at AA and AAA this year. Meanwhile, Travis Bezzana has struggled this year to hit for average and is injured. Is it too early to worry that the Guardians chose the wrong guy given Bezzana struggles and injury?
Way too early. Cags, as they call him, though, for the people
such
that just
a great
can't.
Nickname.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It looks smooth. It seems smooth. Also, have you seen interviews with this kid too? He seems awesome.
So,
like, by all, he just seems like awesome. He's going to get along with Bobby Witt. Fantastic. I'm very jealous of the Bobby Witt Cags tandem that the Royals now are going to have.
So here's the problem. Cags has done nothing but hit, which is why he's in the bigs. Nick Kurtz, who was a top three pick, I think he went third to Oakland, or sorry, to the A's. He's already in the big leagues after destroying minor league pitching. Chase Burns, who went number two to the Reds, is lights out at AA. Charlie Condon, who admittedly is only at high A, has hit 300 at both levels of A ball this year, probably destined for AA in the second half of the season. Everybody else that has played so far that was taken in the top 10 has been lights out. J.J. Weatherholt, another Guardians atypical player, is hitting like 300 with ridiculous on-base percentage in St. Louis. The only guy that hasn't done what he's supposed to at minor league levels, not hit for average, that's why Travis is here. Strong contact is Travis Bezzano.
It's just way too early.
It would just be the most Guardians thing, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's going to come out that way because that's how I talk. It'd be the most Guardians thing to take the most Guardians player ever, and he turned into a nobody. Like, because the Guardians have a type, right? It's about contact. It's about you'll find power elsewhere, and then most often they don't. They're Tyler Naquin, who found a little power in the bigs, but it's that kind of guy that I'm a little frustrated. I'm not panicking. I'm a little frustrated.
Omaha! Pascal Siakam won the Eastern Conference Finals Award as the Pacers advanced to the NBA Finals. Did Tyrese Haliburton get snubbed? That was the chatter after this was, how is Haliburton supposed to be the star on that team, the everything on that team? And then kind of similar to what happened last year when Brown won the Finals MVP over Tatum and then won the NBA Finals MVP as well, the chatter just kind of continued. But what's interesting is that it didn't feel like the series that Siakam straight up dominated Haliburton over. It's just Haliburton had one really lousy game. It showed, and then it felt like he lost the award because of that.
Yeah, it felt punitive. I don't know.
It did
it
feel
was
punitive.
Weird.
It did.
Because, again, Pascal disappeared at some really important moments.
And Pascal's numbers overall were really good in the series. I think he averaged like 25 or something like that with some obviously a bunch of boards and everything else attached to it. But it felt like Tyrese was getting intentionally punished for just disappearing in one of the games.
Now, that said, the Pacers have, I mean, the beauty of what they do is that you could give that to a fair amount of players on their roster.
Now, did you see the video at all? I don't know if you saw the video. If not, I want you to look it up because in the moment, it looks like Haliburton thinks that they're about to announce his name and he takes like a step forward as if to be like, I'm about to accept this award. And then obviously it doesn't go to him. That's a tough look. That is a tough one.
I think he'll take the NBA Finals MVP, though.
Yeah, he's got to win it.
And by the way, kudos.
Vegas doesn't have that as the likely outcome right now.
So
they've been wrong about the Pacers every stretch of the way.
You can have your thoughts on this Pacers team. That crowd, as that game went final, that was awesome. That was like a legit, I can be happy for another NBA town who's made, this is their second NBA Finals in the history of the franchise, the first in over two decades. That was really cool last night. I can give them their flowers on that. Inside the NBA had their last telecast with TNT, which included a teary sign-off from Ernie Johnson. The show will be licensed to ESPN going forward, and Shaq had a message for their new network.
It's been a great run. It's been an honor. I'm glad we're sticking together. And like I said, even though the name changes, the engine is still the same. And to the new network we're coming to, we're not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm going to say it. We're not coming to F around. We kicking ass, we taking names, and we taking over. Let me see that number one sign for the number one show ever on TV. And we come over to take over that next network, too.
All right, that's a hell of a promo.
I know Shaq's your guy. I got bothered by Shaq in that final, like, seven-minute stretch.
Why?
Ernie has this awesome send-off.
Which, by the way, nobody's dying. The show will remain as is, just on a new network, just
but
while
Ernie's
we're there.
Got this awesome send-off, and he's getting very emotional. And then you can see Barkley's getting emotional because Ernie's getting emotional. And it's a whole everything. And then Shaq interrupts and does this whole, like, guys, mic drop. And then, like, puts his mic out. And you can tell Barkley didn't do it for a reason. And he, like, puts his mic out and does this mic drop moment that just completely shattered the whole entire thing for me. It was a ridiculous, unnecessary movement at the end there by Shaq. He tried making it about himself, and in many ways it is.
Wait.
But in many ways it isn't.
Yeah, it's new for Shaq.
I know.
Will ESPN leave inside the NBA alone?
So I saw an interview with Barkley today, and Barkley was saying they're not going to be on there nearly as much as people think. And they did like a test pilot run to do like an inside the NBA show on TNT because their contract's actually through TNT.
Yeah.
And so they did like a test run of this pilot show where basically they talk for like an hour and a half while another game is going on. And Barkley was like, this is the dumbest thing they've ever had me do. This is stupid. They wisened up at the end. I don't think it's going to happen. But there's going to be a lot of things that happen away from ESPN. And the ESPN part isn't nearly as big as people think.
Let's just be clear. The NBA coverage by ESPN is awful. Stephen A. shouldn't be there. Stephen A. is great at what he does. He doesn't fit that style of show. Bob Myers is a nothing burger. God bless. Very knowledgeable, but not a personality. The best personality they had on panel was Richard Jefferson, who then they threw into the booth, and that didn't
work. Half the time, they just throw like Wilbon out there to go ahead and just kind of be like, what happened with the box score?
And then he'll just tell you stories about Magic Irvin Johnson. They're going to ruin this. Let's just all be clear, because that's what they do.
I don't think so, because it's run through the TNT people. So I think it'll be fine.
I hope you're right. But anything that network didn't come up with, they find a way to flush down the toilet. They did it with Katie Nolan's career. They've done it with plenty other things where the show moves over there or a talent moves over there. And then that's not how we do things at ESPN. I really hope you're right, man.
I think they have
such a fear that they're going to screw this up.
They know. Charles will just walk away if they start trying to micromanage and do things.
He's got no problem walking away. I don't think that might be the goal. That might be the goal.
Might be a dumb goal.
You agree on that.
I mean, all right, you're big into sports video game covers. Did you see that Madden has announced Saquon Barkley as the new cover for this year?
I did. Doing the
he got the leap. He got the perfect 99 Madden rating. In the Madden world, is the curse, does that still exist, or is that gone for a while now?
I don't think it's existed for a while. Max shaking his head.
It exists for running backs. The most running backs have played in the following season is 10 games. And Christian McCaffrey was last year, and he only played 4.
All right. In fairness, Saquon was an old-ass running back.
Saquon doesn't want that.
Saquon is 28. You know what? It does now. I was going to say no, but now that knowing that he's an old-ass running back, like, it might not be the Madden curse. He might just be old.
You're predicting a Saquon fall off because of the Madden curse?
No, I'm doing it because he's 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is a cool cover. I'll give him that.
Yeah, it was fine.
You don't think it was cool?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You wipe? Nope. I think you knew where I was going.
No idea.
Okay, what would be better? Mr. Graphic Designer?
I don't know. It's fine. I saw too much of the behind-the-scenes stuff, where he's doing like this actual flying and everything. Anytime you see the behind-the-scenes of how they make any sort of art or anything, it always just it pours cold water on it. It just does.
Spoken like a non-artist, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, well, spoken like a true creative right there is what that is. You don't want to know how the sausage is made.
I have no idea where we're going out of this one. No, Greg Swartz of the Bleacher Report, there is a big write-up on a way to shake up your Cleveland Cavaliers. Might be the most creative way to do so. We'll ask Greg about it in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.